So the question is, I talked about a balance between a painkiller and a medicine. Now, if we are living as grihasthas, how do we decide what is the balance? Now, are there any guidelines for this? Different people may have different ideas of how much they need. Yes, this is the beauty of the Vedic path, that you know, it gives us a trajectory, but it allows us to move at our pace. The idea is that even if we don't complete our journey in this one life, we can continue in our future lives also and can complete it. But the thing is that there's a lot of uncertainty between this life and next life, and where we'll go, when we'll start off the journey again. So a wise person, so the idea is that, say, if I have a car on hire and say I have to go to some place which is say 800 miles away, and I can travel at the car say at 80 miles per hour or whatever, and I can go there in 10-11 hours, and I have the car for the next 12 hours. So I can, if I'm going along that car, just focus straight, I can reach that destination well. Now in between I may have to stop to fuel the car, I may have to stop to take food, that's fine. But overall, I keep moving onwards. If along the way I decide, let me go sightseeing here, let me go here, let me go there, then what will happen? My time will run out and I will be left stranded. Then I have to get another car and then I have to move forward. Now, similarly, when we are practicing spiritual life, we are here and we want to attain Krishna. So we have a journey to cover. That journey is actually the journey of our heart, the redirection of our heart from this world to God, to Krishna. Now this is going to take time, and we don't know how long we have in this life. The Bhagavatam says, Turnam yatet na patet anumrutyu yavan nishreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvatah syad. Turnam yatet, immediately endeavor. Na patet anumrutyu yavan, the body may fall at any time. Nishreyasaya khalu vishaya sarvatah syad. That spiritual life is what one should pursue, because material things, they are available everywhere. They are available everywhere means they are available to us in all species. So, in general, if we focus on material life alone, there is no end to it. There is no end to it. Now, the Bhagavatam talks about, say, people who are too attached to their family life and their work, and they don't have time for God. And it reproaches such people. Now, today we don't even have people at that level. There are people who are so attached to their professional life that they don't have time even for their family life. Then there are workaholics who work constantly, don't have time for family life. So we live in an age of imbalance, severe imbalance. There is not only material spiritual imbalance, there is even imbalance within the material itself. This professional personal imbalance. So it's very easy to get imbalanced, and that imbalance has severe consequences. Being aware of the danger of imbalance, being aware of the urgency of the spiritual, we keep this in mind and then we orient our life. At the same time, we also need to know that material life is dynamic. That means sometimes in our material life, there may be bigger obligations. So, if a student has exams, if a job has deadlines, at that time, we have to give more attention, more time, more priority to our material life. So, rather than looking for balance in terms of one rigid formula, okay, this I'll do, this I'll do, this I'll do, we can look at balance as a dynamic balance. That means, say, if I'm here, say, if I'm here and I have to go here, say, this is Sydney, this is Melbourne, I have to ride along the way. If I'm going, sometimes there'll be traffic. At that traffic, I'll move slowly. When the road is clear, I'll move faster. But overall, I am moving in the right same direction, right direction. Eventually, I reach the destination. So like that, sometimes the traffic may be more in our material life. And that time, our spiritual life may slow down a little bit. At other times, when the traffic in our material life is lesser, we shouldn't create more traffic unnecessarily. We can accelerate our spiritual life at that time. So usually this balance is something which if others tell us, we will feel it as an imposition. We may feel it as a deprivation. So we have certain basic spiritual practices which we do, which we should always try to do. Our chanting the holy names, our going for some kind of satsang at some level. Because if we don't do that, then our spiritual life will be starved spiritual. So some basic standard we follow. Apart from that, how much more we can do, that we can vary on time, place, circumstance. And usually we shouldn't leave such decisions on the spur of the moment. it is best to, there are three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. And in passion, if we take decisions, often those decisions perpetuate our agitation and our illusion. So in goodness, we sit and think. And when we are in a reflective, calm mood, then we can analyze, okay, these are things which I need to do in my material life. These are things which I would like to do in my spiritual life. How can I balance these? And we make a plan. And once we make a plan, we may not be able to stick to the plan strictly. But at least the plan will give us a sense of direction. Okay, this is the way I am going. And sometimes it may be slower, sometimes it may be faster. So sattva guna, at least in terms of planning, is required. So calm contemplation to decide, okay, this is what I need to do. And the important thing is to not let others determine our definition of success. Others can mean materialists who will drag us too much in the material direction. It can mean there are some devotees who may also be extremists. And they may drag us towards too much spiritual life. Now, in one sense, spiritual life too much is never not too much because we are devotees of Krishna. But in a particular situation, things may be too much. So Krishna, certainly we would like to serve Krishna more and more. But we should not have either a negative attitude towards spiritual life, that this is going to take me away from material life. Nor should we have a negative attitude towards material life, thinking this is taking me away from my spiritual life. You see both as ways in which you can go closer to Krishna. The spiritual life is more direct connection with Krishna, so we need that. But our material life is not disconnected from Krishna. That is also connected with Krishna. So, yes, we do consult others. And especially if we have some senior spiritual guides, we can consult them. And based on that, and based on our own prayerful deliberation, we can make a decision. And this decision doesn't have to be a lifelong decision. We make a decision and then we adjust. Okay, this is a little too much, or this is a little too less. So it's something which will be dynamic. And overall, if we have that, if we maintain the desire to serve Krishna through all aspects of our life, Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamapayantite. That He will give us the intelligence to come to Him. So these are broad principles. Specifically, we'll have to decide and we'll have to consult with senior devotees and then make a decision. Okay? Thank you very much. Yes, at the same time. Oh, really? Amazing. There is some connection of hearts between father and son. Thank you. Yes. So, shall we stop here?